Hi, is James there?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim. How you doing? This is Danny with Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to, circle back with you. We were contacted a couple months back. I didn't mention you had some plans for expanding the business.
Nothing's transpired with that, so we're just kind of plugging away here yet,
Right. I know it's you and Chris.
Right, and Chris, Chris is, I don't know if he wants to go a different direction or what the whole story is. So it's kind of put on hold. It could still happen, but again, it's he's kind of waffling a little bit,
Yeah.
So
is it just
he's more nervous about going off on his own and not having a paycheck.
Right. Like taking that initial jump. How did you kind of, do it yourself?
Well, it was one of those things in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
My company I'd been working for 76 years went out of business.
Oh, wow.
So I had two choices. Sit around, collect unemployment, or take my tax return and buy some equipment. And that's what I did.
That's great. So, with the equipment, you kind of just bought some CNCs and started from the bottom?
No, I started with manual equipment.
Oh, wow. How much does the cost difference between that?
Tens of thousands of dollars. I didn't buy my first piece of CNC equipment until probably about 87, so about 5 years later. But I was just doing strictly tooling work type stuff.
Right. And how did you kind of get the, did you already have a customer, base set up, or did you have to go find your own?
Yeah, I knew some people, and, they kind of decided that they wanted to develop a source for machining, and that worked out good for us.
Okay, that makes sense. No, that's great that you had that, you took that leap, and were you nervous too, in the beginning, or?
Oh, just pretty much scared shitless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's scary too. I have no income for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. So. How long did it take to start paying off?
Well, I was making money probably from day one as soon as the equipment hit the floor. But there's also lots of times. The biggest fears is when you hire your first employees. Because they have to get paid before you do.
Right.
And that gets to be pretty scary,
Yeah, especially with, the payouts. Do you usually have a net 30 to 90 for your customers?
Yeah, net 30, but again, some customers, they get to the point where, they don't pay for 60, and, you have material, it takes 30, 60 days to get the parts done, and, then you're not getting paid for another 30, 60 days after that. Well, then pretty soon you got to, quarter of a year tied up and to make one part for them,
Right. So. Yeah, and it adds up. I know that can be tough on the business.
Yeah.
And that's, kind of what businesses take advantage of too, because we do, working capital. Like I kind of explained to you last time, and it'd be, it's unsecured cash, and we're able to free up 10-15% of it, of your top line revenue, as unsecured cash. So I remember, I think you said your gross annual sales around $450,000, right?
Yeah, somewhere right in there.
Yeah, it's going to get you around, $45,000, $60,000, $70,000. Is there anything you could use that for, to help the business?
Right now, I'm, with this Chris thing, I'm more worried about just, conserving some cash. So if I do have to make some, I do have some. A nest egg, so to speak,
Right. Okay.
So, like I said, I haven't forgotten about you. I got your email in a file with all the contacts with Chris and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
See what happens when it shakes loose.
All right. Sounds good, Jim. Okay. Well, yeah. I just wanted to check in, and thanks for your time. And if you do have that, need, I hope it all works out for you guys. You can start going together.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. All right, take care. And I'll check in with you, from time to time just to see how things are going.
Sure, okay.
All right, Jim.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks, bye-bye.